Steve Gretsch here. The podcast is called A Different Drummer, looking into the promises of God found in Scripture. I love this. Beyond comparison is this episode. I had such a great time putting this together. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. I love looking into these, and I know I keep saying this, but if we just look into these, just word by word, it is so packed. Our Lord just includes all-inclusive in just like one line. And I'm always amazed by him with this. It's 2 Corinthians 4:17. Anyways, onwards, Steve. This word, the comparison. The comparison is comparing heavenly to earthly. Basically, it's looking to see if the two are similar. Isn't that right? The comparison. Which one is, which one is better? Which one's not as good or whatever? If they are similar. And so the word beyond is the beyond all comparison. This is a place we can't see for now, but it is there. Beyond all comparison. It's beyond anything human. I guess I could go into that a little more, but it's a place we can't see now, but we will. And so this comparison, I have a little verses going on here. This is momentary, light, and affliction. That's not profound, but there it is. Versus far surpassing excessiveness and eternal weight of glory. So the earthly, this is the earthly, momentary. This is the immediate time. It indicates this is not forever. It's been quite a few years now, but earlier in my podcast, I talked about having insomnia. I was going through a serious valley in my life, and I had some insomnia, and it was such a woe is me time. Anyone has ever suffered from insomnia, it's horrible, and it is a woe is me time, but I'm not trying to make light of it, but the Lord brought me through this time, and I was thinking, in my head, is this going to be forever? I can't even do the most basic thing in life, and that is sleep. So it's not forever, and these are earthly thoughts. The Lord is good. We need sleep. I'm not sure why I'm going down this road. It's a bit of a rabbit trail there, but I'm going to get back on track here. So the word light is not burdensome and easy. Affliction is distress and burden. Aren't these earthly things? Again, light and not burdensome and it's easy. The heavenly, on the flip side of the very same coin, is the eternal weight. It's not fleeting. This is earthly, but everlasting is heavenly. Everlasting, it's all heavenly. It's the eternal weight. It's far beyond. Throwing beyond the others. I remember when I was growing up, we had I was rooting for the Minnesota Vikings, and that's my home team. And we had a quarterback named Joe Capp, and he could throw 100 yards. It was the ugliest throw I've ever seen. It was practically end over end, but he could throw far. He could throw beyond the others. And there's another rabbit trail. Look at me today. This is probably going to be longer than it should be. But this is the Lord. All of this is far beyond what we can compare, far beyond all comparison. We can sit here and compare. It's not earthly. It's not human. It's of God. It's producing for us and for me. And so the Lord is going to bring this about. It's being worked out. And you know what? God is at work. He's working and making us into the image of his son. I have a little comparison story I'm going to talk about. And the verses are in Haggai 2, 3 through 5. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? But now take the courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak. I think I got that right. The high priest and all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of hosts. As for the promise which I made to you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit is abiding in your midst. Do not fear. Haggai 2, 3 through 5. Why do I bring this up? Because I want to point out that, you know, they were comparing the temple, the old temple compared to the newer one, there was no comparison. But what I like to look in here, and what do we do, and what did the Lord do? What does he do? We are to take courage. We are to work. Keep busy, stay busy, and stay focused. Don't get distracted. Stay with the Word of God. Delight in the Word of God. And he also says in that comparison to do not fear. And so what does the Lord do? He is with me. My teacher of old, many times he said the withness of God, that was what it was, the Old Testament was, it's in many places. And he does, his spirit is abiding. A beautiful picture of the comparison. Well, this promise is it's beyond comparison, beyond, it's unbelievable. We can't even fathom. For the momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Well, probably a little bit long, I don't even know, but I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.